You're listening to the Peak Performance Project, the show dedicated to helping you go from underdog to elite in your sport. I'm Tommy Clark, a certified nutrition coach with experience coaching athletes from the high school level all the way up to the professional level. And if you're looking to maximize your athletic performance through proven nutrition, training, and mindset strategies, this is the podcast for you. Let's get it. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode here on the Peak Performance Project. I'm your host, Tommy Clark, and today we're going to be discussing a fairly recent topic or event that has come up in the basketball world, and it really is relevant to one of the most common questions I get as a basketball nutrition coach, which is, how do I put on muscle? And it's the fact that Mo Bamba has put on 28 pounds since the beginning of quarantine, and the fact that Ja Morant has put on, I think it was 12 pounds since the beginning of quarantine. And we're going to be diving into what that means for you. Does that mean that you need to replicate that and follow that? And can you replicate that safely and follow that safely? We'll discuss that in today's episode. But as always, if you're new around here and you enjoy the content, definitely be sure to drop a 5-star rating and review down below. I'd really appreciate that. That's one of the best ways to help the show grow. Another way you can help me out and help me reach more basketball players and player and coaches and parents is to share the episode, share the link on your social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, screenshot this and post on your Instagram story, tag me in it. I'd really appreciate that. And also, I can thank you personally and get to know who and what you want to hear on the podcast going forward. And then also, be sure to click the link below and check out hoopsquiz.com. If you haven't already, take that free 3-minute quiz to help you pinpoint your main basketball diet mistake and training mistake that's really holding you back. So we just got news that the high school basketball season, at least, is starting March 2021. So you have an extended offseason. And now the question becomes, are you going to make the most out of that? And if your answer is yes, then you really got to make sure your diet and training is on point. And you're not just training hard, but you're training smart so you don't end up in that cycle of working super hard and not seeing results. So one way to help that happen is to create awareness around where the gaps are in your approach right now. And once you do that, once you take that quiz, you'll get a free 3-day video series taking you through exactly how to fix that mistake and get things going in the right direction. Not to mention, you'll have access to a private Facebook group. I'm going live and they're posting exclusive content pretty much every day. And you'll be on the email community. I'm sending exclusive videos out every single Sunday. So tons of free content for you and tons of guidance for you to make this off season the best one yet, and ultimately make this upcoming season the best season yet. So if you're really looking to have your breakout year and be the hooper you know you can be, I'd highly suggest visiting that URL, hoopsquiz.com. The link is also down below. Taking that quick quiz, and let's get to work. So now, as always, I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate your time. I hope you find value out of this episode. And without any further ado, let's get into today's episode. All right, what is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode here on the Peak Performance Project. And like I said in the intro, today we're going to be discussing Mo Bamba's weight gain and Ja Morant's weight gain and the whole idea of NBA players making these absurd transformations, whether it be gaining a bunch of weight or losing a bunch of weight. You guys saw Zion Williamson also made a pretty drastic transformation over the course of quarantine. And a lot of times this leads to younger basketball players or even professional basketball players who aren't quite at the NBA level yet and maybe don't have those resources or the knowledge to think that they need to make those same drastic transformations. They need to put on 30 pounds during the course of an offseason, or they need to lose 30 pounds over the course of an offseason to really make it a successful offseason. And the truth is, that's simply not the case. And a lot of times, this chase to replicate the transformations in NBA athletes or any athlete you see who makes this drastic transformation, the chase to rush and replicate that exact transformation and try to figure out what they did, what their secret is actually going to keep you stuck and may end up hurting you in the long run. And the reason being is that most basketball players, specifically speaking on the weight gain side of things, most basketball players don't need to put on as much weight as they think they need to put on. You have to keep in mind, I forget Mo Bamba's exact height. I think he's above 7 feet though. The dude is extremely tall. So 28 pounds on him may not be the exact same or distributed the exact same way as some. It might be on a 5'10 point guard or a 5'5 player, maybe if you're a high school or a middle school athlete. So you don't need to replicate that exact transformation that he made over the course of his offseason, and I would probably recommend that you don't try and do that. I've had athletes gain 25 pounds in an offseason, and that tends to be more likely in younger athletes that are still growing, because a lot of times that doesn't even have to do with straight up muscle gain or because of the training and stuff like that. It's more so because you're just growing, period. Like, you're growing and developing, you're getting taller, and your bones are getting bigger, along with muscle gain if you do things correctly. And that typically leads to what appears to be this insane transformation. So it is a little bit more likely in younger athletes that are still growing that you can go through sort of this insane transformation over the course of the offseason. But if you're an older athlete, if you're going into college, or if you're already in college, if you're a professional athlete, it's going to be a lot less likely that you're going to experience that sort of drastic transformation in a safe way and an effective way that actually helps your performance. Because you have to keep in mind, when you gain weight like that, your body has to get used to the weight that you put on. That's more force exerted on your joints when you jump, when you change directions, when you move. You're having to carry around more weight, and that might negatively affect you on the court. So you have to keep that in mind too. And we still haven't seen Mo Bamba play over the course of an entire season. We don't know how that weight gain has or has not affected him. So we really have to see how it plays out. But even if it does play out well for him, which I really hope it does, I'm of course not hoping that it doesn't go well. I'm hoping it does. But even if it does, that doesn't mean that you should replicate that. One, for the reason that he's extremely tall. And two, we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't really have the full picture. So don't get caught up in trying to replicate that, because what that's going to end up happening, or what's going to end up happening as a result of that, is you're going to try to go for this super quick weight gain and this drastic transformation, and you're going to end up putting on weight too quickly. Because as we know, muscle growth is a relatively slow process. If you're younger, it tends to happen a bit more quickly. That's why I recommend take advantage of your teenage years and really put on some quality muscle mass. But still, it's a relatively slow process, especially relative to fat loss. Relative to muscle gain, fat loss is a relatively quick process. Of course, it still takes patience, still takes time. You're not going to make a 7-day transformation, but it's a relatively quick process compared to muscle gain. So muscle gain is a slow process. If you try to rush that, to an extent, you're not really going to gain more muscle by going into more of a calorie surplus and putting on weight more quickly. At a certain point, that weight that you gain is going to be body fat. And as a basketball player, you're not really going to benefit from extra body fat. It's actually going to slow you down. It might decrease your vertical jump, make you less quick, slower, less explosive, and less of a force to be reckoned with on the basketball court. Even if you are bigger and end up having more muscle, if you have a bunch of extra body fat to go along with that muscle, it's just not going to be a good look and not going to be a net positive overall. So if you're really trying to perform at the best of your ability and be the best player you can be, it's something to consider. And that's really why I urge you to use caution when looking at these NBA player transformations. Can you gain 20 pounds in an offseason? You can. Will it work for you? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. I think a lot of hoopers overestimate the amount of weight they need to gain. A 5-pound increase or a 10-pound increase for someone, especially if you're already done growing, obviously that number is probably going to go up a little bit if you're still going through growth and development and you're still gaining inches on your height. But if you're already done growing and developing, like for example, if you're a pro player who's been in the weight room for a couple of years now, at least, usually once you're in high school, especially in college, they at least got you strength training to some extent. Once you're doing that, a 5-pound increase is pretty significant. A 10-pound increase is pretty significant over the course of an offseason. And then you look at someone like Ja Morant, gained 12 pounds over the course of quarantine, which, looking at that, 3 months, 12 pounds, that's about 4 pounds per month. I think my math was correct there. 4 pounds per month, a pound per week. Trying to think how much does he weigh exactly, but it's still relatively quick. It's a little bit less drastic than obviously Mo Bamba's 28 pound weight gain over the course of quarantine, but still, just because X pro player did it does not mean that you need to go and do it. That's the main message here. Do what is best for you. Follow an individualized game plan that is made for you and your body. And who knows, that might mean putting on 12 pounds. It might mean ultimately gaining 30 pounds, especially if you're still growing, you might have room to do that. But don't base what you want to do off of what another, whether it be an NBA player, whether it be your teammate, whether it be some random person you see on Instagram, don't base your results that you want to see off of their results, because that's going to lead you down a rabbit hole that's probably going to end up hurting you in the long run, either physically or mentally, because it's taxing. You're like, I want to do this because this person did it. I want to look like this person. You're probably never going to look like X person or Y person. It's just not going to happen. That's not how it works. Focus on what you want to do. Build a plan to get you there that's built around you and your needs and your preferences and your body and your ultimate goal, keeping what you want to do in mind. And that's going to be the best place you can be. And the same thing goes for fat loss too. Like, for example, I'm not sure exactly how much weight Zion lost, but it looks like he made a pretty drastic transformation. As a basketball player, especially if you're watching this or listening to this, if you're still a teenager or if you coach teenagers, don't go into a cut. It's not going to be beneficial for you. Unless you're very overweight, you're probably not going to benefit from going into a fat loss phase. If you're an otherwise healthy weight, otherwise healthy body composition, if you're a teenager especially, and you're growing through growth and development, the last thing you want to do is go into a fat loss phase and try to replicate that transformation that you see, that weight loss transformation that you see, because you're going to stunt your growth and development and potentially take some inches off your height. And that's not a good look. And other things too. But that's the main thing basketball players are concerned with in terms of growth and development. So you can tie it back to something you care about. I would not go into a cut if you're a teenager and otherwise healthy weight, because then you could potentially have those negative consequences and maybe take an inch or two off your height, which is not a good look. You want to maximize your height, absolutely. So hopefully that makes sense, though. Hopefully you kind of got that. It's resonating with you. Again, the main thing here is not saying that you can't gain muscle or you can't make a significant transformation. You can absolutely, over the course of an offseason, make a pretty significant transformation, especially now that we have the extended offseason. My point here is more so to discourage you from chasing a transformation that somebody else made. Make your own transformation. Gain muscle. Transform your body. Transform your performance in the court. Walk back into the gym first day of practice. No one recognizes you because you're dominating now. Like, do that. You can make that happen. You can shock your coaches and scouts if you're a pro player trying to get that next contract. You can make that happen, absolutely. Just do it on your terms and based on something that's actually going to benefit you, not what you think is going to benefit you because someone else did it. And as always, if you need help with that, let me know. A great place to start for free would be hoopsquiz.com. That's hoopsquiz.com. Take the 3-minute quiz, kind of figure out where you're messing up, get that free game plan, and get things going in the right direction based on what you need. So that would be a good place for you to start. And then, as always, shoot me a DM, shoot me a message. If you're on Facebook, shoot me a personal message. If you're watching this on LinkedIn, shoot me a message. If you're watching this on Instagram, I don't know if this is gonna go on Instagram or not, but if it is, shoot me a DM. Wherever you're watching this on, I'm here to help out. I wanna make sure that you're going in the right direction based on what you need. Again, not what someone else needs. Your nutrition and your training, for that matter, needs to be based on your individual needs. So again, hopefully that hits home. Let me know if you have any follow-up questions. I think I hit on everything. And if you're watching this on a social platform, drop a like on Instagram, drop a like on Facebook. I'd appreciate it if you drop a like on LinkedIn as well if you're watching it there. And hopefully you enjoyed this episode. And then if you're watching or listening on the podcast, definitely drop a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. And I appreciate all you guys tuning in. Hopefully you found value out of this, and I will see you in the next episode, which will be a Q&A on Wednesday on the podcast. Hey, I just wanna say thanks for listening all the way to the end of the episode. I really appreciate you tuning in. And if you haven't yet, definitely make sure you go ahead and take that free quiz linked down below in the show notes at hoopsquiz.com. It's a 2-minute quiz. It'll help you pinpoint the number one mistake that you're making with your diet and with your training that's holding your performance back on the basketball court. So if you're really serious about making this offseason the best one yet, especially now that it's been kind of extended, take advantage of that time. Make sure you know what's holding you back so you can actually go about fixing it. And the cool thing about this quiz is when you get your result, you're like, oh crap, this is the mistake I'm making. I'm going to send you a free 3-day video series taking you through exactly how to solve that mistake. So if you're really serious about making this offseason your best one yet, I would highly recommend taking it. It takes 2 minutes of your time, and it's going to help you out a ton. So you can find that at hoopsquiz.com. Take the quiz, get the video series, and also get access to the free Facebook group. And I will see you on the inside of that Facebook group, where I'm posting even more exclusive content that's going to help you level up your game and become really dominant on the court come this next season. So as always, I appreciate you tuning in. Go ahead and take that quiz, and I will see you in the next episode.